WCIOI, but our friends call us Indy 101.5. Live from Hamilton.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. Put the bomb in the bomb, a bomb, a bomb. Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shabop, shabop? Who put the dip in the dip, dip, dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me. Yeah. When my baby heard, bomb, a bomb, a bomb, a bomb, bomb. Every word went right into her heart. And when she heard them singing, ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong, she said we'd never have to part. So who put the bop in the bop, 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 bop? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shabop, shabop? Who put the dip in the dip, 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 dip? Who was that man? Shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me. Each time that we're alone, boogity, 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 shoot, sets my baby's heart all aglow. And every time we dance to dip, 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 she always says she loves me so. So
bomb, ba bomb, ba bomb, bomb, and my honey, ram-a-lama ding dong, forever. And when I say dip, 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 you know I mean it from the bottom of my boogity, boogity, boogity shoe.
Amigo.
Well, that was a good start to the show. What do you guys think of that song?
Good.
Yeah? Do you guys remember any of the gobbledygook that you heard in there?
Yeah, gobble, gobble, goop. Ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong.
Yep.
Dip-de-dip-de-dip.
That's a good one. Dip-de-dip-de-dip.
Do you?
I like shoobity-shoobity-shoop. There's a lot of good gobbledygook in that song. And that's today's theme for the radio show.
Gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook. Songs that feature made-up words. And we've got a lot of them here today, and they're all hilarious.
Lots of words that are that people made up that's really long but fake.
Yeah. Have you guys made up any words?
Ickity dickity dip dop.
How about you, Ollie?
Woo, woo, woo.
Woo, woo, woo?
Yeah.
Woobity doobity doo 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 dude.
Well, let's hear some more made up words. We're going to start with some oldies, some old gobbledygook songs. Here on the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour.
A gobbledygooky doo 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 dook.
Ha
Mousy dotes and dotsy dotes and little lambsy divey. And now to bring you these tender words of love, those three talented youngsters, Sam Quentin and his quail.
Mousy dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? Yes, mousy dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you?
If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. Oh,
mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. A kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? A kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? Mares go and does go and little lambs go. A kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? Mares go and does go and little lambs go. A kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, say mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. Mares go and does go and little lambs go. A kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? A kiddly 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 divey
too.
Hey, what's doing, boy?
Oh, man, I'm just scatting and going right on to town, Satchmo. When your sweetie tells you everything will be okay, I'll just... If you feel like shouting, advertise it just this way and scoot. Don't you give a hang what words you use at any time. Sing this silly language without any reason or rhyme. When you face the preacher, there's only one thing to say.
Daddy, daddy, daddy.
beautiful? My symphony, a masterpiece. I can hear you saying, what is that haunting refrain that I hear in the air? Here and there, everywhere. It's just a beautiful strain that keeps haunting my brain constantly. It's my melody, it's my symphony. Ink, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo. Oh, what a tune, what a tune for crooning. Ink, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo. It's got the whole world spooning. Eskimo bells up in Iceland are ringing. They've made their own paradise land singing. Ink, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee. A dink-a-doo simply means ink. A dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo. Listen to that melody. Listen to that melody. Why, it would add class to any concert. You know, I resent them playing my symphony and jazz. I resent it. But they're paying me for this, so I'm helpless. Really helpless. But if that's what the world wants, I'm your slave. So here it is. A dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee, just a crooner, just a crooner. Ink, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo. There's a little bit of Bing Crosby in me. Eskimo bells up in Iceland are ringing. Come on, Jimmy. Here comes the finish. Pep it up. Hit it. Ink. A dink-a-doo. A dink-a-dee. A dink-a-doo. What a voice. What a voice. Simply means ink. A dink-a-doo. A dink-a-dee. Good night, folks. Signing off.
All right. We started off this show with some classic songs. Songs that lots of people know. That first one, famous song. Been around for, 80 years or so? It's called Mersey Doats. And could you tell what they were actually saying in that song?
Yeah.
What?
Mersey Doats and... Oldies eat oats.
Does eat oats. Yeah, what's a mare? Do you remember what a mare is?
A female horse.
Very good. Yeah, female horse.
I'm gonna say a horse.
And a doe is what kind of animal?
A boy horse.
No.
Fox.
No. You're getting warm.
Cat.
No. They've got antlers.
Deer.
Deer, that's right. Female deer. And little lambs eat ivy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that was a funny version. That was a Spike Jones version. He added some sound effects to make it funnier. And I like Spike Jones a lot, so I decided to use that version. But there's lots of different recordings of that same song, because it's very famous. And then, after that, we heard Cab Calloway.
Oh, that's what his name was.
Yeah, Cab Calloway. We've listened to lots of his music before. And that was called the Scat Song. Can you guys try scatting?
Bubbly, 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 bubbly.
Ooh, not bad. Come here, Ollie. Give us a little scat. All right. Sounds good. I'm not sure, but I think Cab Calloway may have invented scat style of singing. He's kind of thought of as the king of scat, and if we're talking about the queen of scat, that would be Ella Fitzgerald. She's really great at making her voice kind of sound like a trumpet or a saxophone. We followed that up with Jimmy Durante singing his classic song, Inka Dinka Doo. And in that song, we learn that Inka Dinka Doo means Inka Dinka Doo.
So the word means the exact same meaning as the word.
It's gobbledygook. It's some words that Jimmy Durante made up to sound funny. Hey, guys, what song do we have next?
Diggity-doo.
Digga-digga-doo. And who sings that song, Rowan?
Granddad! Well, Roger.
Roger to them. Granddad to you.
Yeah.
That's right. The one and only Roger Kerslake of the Fig Leaf Jazz Band. This song was featured on their album Red Hot, which was part of a two-album set, Red Hot and Lowdown Blue. We're going to hear the song A Digga Digga Doo.
Woohoo!
Which, as far as I know, is gobbledygook.
Digga digga doo 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 doo.
Heartbeat a little tattoo. Digga digga doo, digga doo doo. Digga digga doo, digga doo. You love me and I love you. And when your love is natural too. Digga digga doo, digga doo doo. Digga digga doo, digga doo. I'm so very digga digga doo by nature. If you don't say digga digga doo to your mate, you're gonna lose a papa. So let those funny people smile. How can they be a virgin isle? Digga digga doo, digga doo doo. Digga 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 doo. Feeling blue, hear his heart beat a little tattoo. Digga 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 doo doo. Digga 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 doo. You love me and I love you. And when your love is natural too. Digga 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 doo doo. Digga 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 doo. I'm so very digga digga doo by nature. If you don't say digga digga doo to your mate, gonna lose a papa. So let those funny people smile. How can there be a virgin isle? Digga digga doo digga doo doo. Digga 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 doo. We'll be right back.
And we have with us now the next king of gobbledygook, Jake. You want to sing some gobbledygook for us, Jake?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Go, Jake. Do it.
Sing.
Sing. Dabity, dabity, dabity.
Dabity, dabity. Dabity, dabity.
Can you sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat?
Row, row.
Sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
Row, row, boaty boat. Row, row, boaty boat. Row, row, boaty boat.
Yay! All right. So, guys, up next, we've got some gobbledygook from kids' shows. You want to come see?
Daddy, but daddy.
Yeah. What he said. First.
Ba-da-ba-dee, 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 ba-da-dee. Ba-da-dee, ba-da. Roll-way, roll-way, roll-way.
Okay, so up next we have Big Bird singing. Oh, geez, I don't even know how to pronounce it. How would you read that, Rowan?
Abaganagafaji.
Yeah.
Abaganakadefjahi.
That's pretty good. Abkadefgi. He says something like Abkadefgi Jeffanarakadstiritzes. So he's. What's he doing?
Gobbledygook.
Yeah, but. What's he trying to read?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Yeah. He thinks the whole alphabet is one word.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's trying to read it. I think when I was a kid, I never really understood what this song was about. Until later, I figured it out. But yeah, he's looking at the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, etc., etc., and trying to read it as one word. So let's hear how he reads that. Poor Big Bird. And then we'll go into na, 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 which is the name of the song by the Bugaloos.
Na, 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 na.
Na, na, na. And I think we've played the Bugaloos on this show before. It was an old TV show about a rock and roll band made out of insects. And then, what do we have next, Rowan?
New thumb, bee, bee, ba, boom, boom.
Yeah. What does that mean in English? That's French. That's a French name, right?
We are bee, bee, ba, boom, boom.
Right. And they actually recorded this song in English, too, and they called it We Are Bibi Ba Boom Boom. And what's the name of the band?
Les L'Honneur. Lunaire.
Yeah, and what do you think that means? Let's take it apart and see if we can figure it out. What does lune mean?
Lunars.
What does loon mean?
Moon.
Moon, okay. What does urs mean?
Bird.
Not bird.
Bear.
Bear, yeah. So what's their name?
Moon Bears.
The Moon Bears, yeah. When they recorded the song in English, they called themselves the Moon Bears. And it kind of sounds like lunar, but it's lunur. Pretty funny, eh? But we're going to hear the French version. New song, Bibi Ba Boom Boom.
New song, Bibi Ba Boom Boom.
On the Cuckoo Bananas.
Gobbledygook.
Boy, look at that beautiful, absolutely marvelous word. Abkadefki Jekyll Menokwer Stewits is. It's the most remarkable word I've ever seen. Abkadefki Jekyll Menokwer Stewits is.
I wish I knew exactly what I mean. It starts out like an A word, as anyone can see. But somewhere in the middle, it gets awful queer to me. Abkadefki, Jekyllman, Akbar, Stuvix is. If I ever find out just what this word can mean, I'll be the smartest bird the world has ever seen. What can that strange-looking word possibly mean? Funny word. It might be kind of an elephant, or a funny kind of kazoo, or a strange exotic turtle you never see in a zoo, or maybe a kind of a doggy, or a particular shade of blue, or maybe a pretty flower. Nah, not with a name like that. Abkadefki, Jekyllman, Akbar, Stuvix is. It's the most remarkable word I've ever seen. Abkadefki, Jekyllman, Akbar, Stuvix is. I wish I knew exactly what I mean. It starts out like an A word, as anyone can see. But somewhere in the middle, it gets awful queer to me. Abkadefki, Jekyllman, Akbar, Stuvix is. If I ever find out just what this word can mean, I'll be the smartest bird the world has ever seen.
If you're down in the dumps with a case of the grumps, and you get up and go, has got up and went, remember the following magical word. If you're ever uptight, any time, day or night, fretting and betting, you'll never pull through. Take a deep breath and repeat after me. May seem, these words have a magical way of bringing you up from the downest of moods and brightening your whole day. If you're down in the dumps with a case of the grumps, and you get up and go, just got up and went, remember the following magical words.
Thank you.
Welcome back. We just heard Les Lunures, the Moon Bears, with their song
Lusum Bee Bee Ba Boom Boom.
And then before that, we heard the Bugaloos with, how does their song go, Ollie? Yeah, when you're down in the dumps, sing those magical words. And then before that, we heard Big Bird trying to read the alphabet with Abkadefki.
Abkadefki. Something.
Yeah.
Something.
So gobbledygook. Now we're going to hear a gobbledygooky song from a great movie.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah. Can you say that too, Ollie? Come over here and give it a try. Come over here.
Okay. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And then we're going to hear about the witch doctor.
Witch doctor.
Yeah. And his magical spell to make people fall in love is oo-ee-oo-a-a. How does it go? Oo-ee-oo-a-a. I forget the magical spell.
Oo-ee-oo-a-a.
Ding dang, walla walla bing bang.
Yeah.
Something like that. And then we're going to hear from a band called
Animal Collective.
Yeah. This was the first Animal Collective song I ever heard, and it's got some cool mouth sounds in it.
It's called Leaf House.
Yeah, from what album?
Sung Tongs,
yeah. So this is a really very fun song to sing along to. Give it a shot.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Of course I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. My father gave me nails and tweet and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word that safely I can know.
The biggest word you ever heard, and this is your window.
Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Lum-de-lum-de-lum-de-lum-de-lum-de-lum-de-lum-de-lum.
He'd use his word and all would say, there goes a clever gent.
When Dukes and Martha Rogers pass a time of day with me, I say we special word and then they ask me off to tea.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Backwards, which is docious, alley, expiastic, fragicali, rufus. But that's going a bit too far, don't you think?
Indubitably.
So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay.
Hear it.
Just summon up this word, and then you've got a lot to say. But better use it carefully, or it could change your life.
For example?
Yes?
One night, I said it to me girl, and now me girl's me wife. Wow.
And a lovely thing she is, too. She's
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that... I told the witch doctor, you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor, you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that... You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on and ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang.
Okay, do you guys want to play a nonsense game with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try the backwards word game. Okay. Rowan, you say cuckoo bananas into the microphone, and then I'll turn it backwards and see what it sounds like.
Cuckoo bananas. Sanana cuckoo. Sanana cuckoo.
Now can I do mine?
Now, try and say that backwards.
Sanana book book.
Okay, you try it, Ollie.
Sanana book book.
Okay, I'm going to try too. Sanana book book. Okay, now we'll flip all three of ours forwards again and see if it sounds right.
Bananas.
Cuckoo
bananas.
Cuckoo
bananas.
Whoa. Cuckoo bananas. So whose do you think sounded most like real talking?
Ollie.
I think Ollie wins, yeah.
Yes! I won.
Your bananas really sounded like bananas forwards. Very good, Ollie.
Now let's try supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I'm gonna flip that backwards. Good luck trying to flip that one around. Let's get back into more nonsense on the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour.
Shut up.
a bird fly high, to baffle sky, to shadows and loon. That bit baboon gonna catch us soon. That bit baboon gonna catch us soon. That bit baboon, let the bird fly high, to baffle sky, to shadows and loon. Gonna catch us soon. That bit baboon gonna catch us soon.
Saw a goat in a pink coat.
Booba booba, booba booba.
Saw a goat in a pink coat.
Booba booba John.
Saw a goat in a pink coat sailing on an ice cream boat.
Ho John, ho John, booba booba John.
Met a fly in a pie.
Booba booba, booba booba.
Met a fly in a pie.
Booba booba John.
Met a fly in a pie. He ate so much he thought he'd die.
Ho John, ho John, booba booba John.
Saw a whale on his tail.
Booba booba, booba booba.
Saw a whale on his tail.
Booba booba John.
Saw a whale on his tail, eating pork chops by the pail.
Ho John, ho John, booba booba John.
My friend John the leprechaun.
Booba booba, booba booba.
My friend John the leprechaun.
Booba booba John.
My friend John the leprechaun, he forgot to put his trousers on.
Ho John, ho John, booba booba John.
Saw a crow flying low.
Booba booba, booba booba.
Saw a crow flying low.
Booba booba John.
Saw a crow flying low on his way to Toronto.
Ho John, ho John, booba booba John.
Went to Guelph, met an elf.
Booba booba, booba booba.
Went to Guelph, met an elf.
Booba booba John.
Went to Guelph, met an elf. If you want any more, you can sing it yourself.
Ho John, ho John, booba booba John. Ho John, ho John, booba booba.
So where did she go to meet an elf, Folly?
Went to Guelph.
Yeah, to meet an elf. Have you ever heard the word Guelph in a song before?
No.
No, pretty special. And what was the name of that song?
Fooba Wooba John.
Fooba Wooba John, yeah. And that was sung by a lady named Lois. And she's best known as being Lois from Sharon, Lois, and Bram. And we've got one last song, The Ultimate in Gobbledygook. This is by a guy named Mike Patton. And he actually recorded 45 minutes of Gobbledygook only using his voice. So I want you guys to listen to this song, and then you can try and make some of these sounds yourself, okay? So here we go.
It's quite, 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 qu
Okay, now you guys try and make some of those sounds with your mouth, and I'll paste them all together and see if we can make something that kind of sounds like that. All right? Let's start with Rowan. He sounds excited.
I can't make any of them. It's really hard. Sounds like he used a computer or something.
Well, he used some pedals probably too for the loud sounds like. Okay, sounds good, guys. I'm going to cut that up and paste it back together. And actually, if you're listening to it now, you probably just heard that on the radio. So that's all the time we have on this episode of Cuckoo Bananas. Do you guys want to say goodbye?
Goodbye!
Zoom, 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 zoom. Back in history, before time began, all the real cool cats had a solid plan. When they dug a nervous chick, they all to a man went. Ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba. You wanna be cool, man? Go ape. Young Mighty Joe swinging through the trees was the king of everything that roosted in the leaves. But when he saw a girl ape hanging in the breeze, he went, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba. You like to be hip, boy? Go ape. Big dinosaur was a long, tall lizard. He drift through the jungle like a slow blizzard. But when he got a double-taken lady lizard, he'd ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba. You wanna be sharp, cat? Go ape. A pterodactyl was a flying fool. Just I thought I'd break in and tell you what a pterodactyl was. Well, it was sort of a stork-looking bat with sharp teeth that cruised around looking for... Say, we haven't changed a bit, have we, cats? A pterodactyl was a flying fool, just a breeze-flapping daddy of the old school. But a mama dactyl could show make him drool. Ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba. Don't be a square, Joe, go ape. Now old Papa Tiger was the boss of the Nile, just a sport model cat with a solid style. He was old King Cool till the girl tiger smiled. Ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, Bezorch daddy-o, go ape. Adam was the first boy in the land, the big Melaroony daddy with an iron hand. But when little Eva said, hi, man. Ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, don't be a cube rube, go ape. So remember to ape call today. Thank you.